Well, the first intermediate period is a modern term for the time between the 8th and the late 11th dynasty. How long the period lasted is still a matter of dispute. It might have been as short as a century or so, or it could have been up to two centuries. And during most of this time, Egypt was divided. There was a line of kings, the 9th and 10th dynasties, as they are now called, which ruled from Heracleopolis, a little to the south of the Fayum, and it seems to have claimed the whole country. We have evidence from the deep south of there being rulers in the north, and it perhaps couldn't enforce its authority over the whole country. We have to remember here that most of what we know about Egypt comes from the Nile Valley and not from the north and the delta, so that there are probably lots of gaps in our understanding. Anyway, within a generation or two, a local ruling group appeared in Thebes, which had hitherto been a very provincial place, and it then ruled alongside the Heracleopolitan rulers, but it also was probably one of several such smaller groups, which we simply don't know anything about. As the Thebans became stronger, they turned themselves into a dynasty of kings. That is, they claimed kingship. So there were then the 9th, 10th dynasties in the north and the 11th in the south. But I think the Thebans were subordinate to the Heracleopolitans. Then there was conflict between these two areas, and eventually the Thebans won, and the 9th, 10th dynasty disappeared. At that point, we say that the Middle Kingdom has begun. But we can't date that precisely, except from a retrospective point of view. So if we look from the Middle Kingdom backwards, we could say when the Middle Kingdom begins. We can come to that under a later question. The most striking difference in the First Intermediate Period is the disappearance of large monuments and the appearance of vast numbers of cemeteries and small monuments. So the society of the First Intermediate Period seems to be much less unequal than the society of the Old Kingdom, and that was probably a trend that had begun a century or two earlier. There are lots of provincial cemeteries in Upper Egypt, and quite a lot have small monuments. So tombs above ground, which would have some sort of a superstructure with a stela in it. And the stela will have an image of the tomb owner and short texts. This doesn't mean that these are ordinary people. These are probably members of local elites. So ordinary people can be found in some cemeteries, but I have a feeling that we miss 99% of the people anyway. So this society was less unequal, but it was also probably a bit more prosperous for locals than the society of the Old Kingdom. And in that perspective, views have reversed from what they used to be. People previously would say that the First Intermediate Period was a period of misery, but that seems to be influenced by some texts and to be a reflection of how people in strong periods view less strong periods. There is one particular set of inscriptions which is very important for our understanding. This is somebody called Anchtifi, who lived near the beginning of the period. He had a tomb which was at a site a little way south of Thebes, and he was an opponent of the Thebans. And he has lots and lots of inscriptions with very imaginative and highly formed content. And they paint a picture of a society of constant battles and of him as a great hero. But he probably was not a great hero. He couldn't even bring himself to mention Thebes. Thebes is alluded to. And he probably belongs to the period when Thebes was beginning to assert itself as a power. So he's an example of the type of local ruler you had during the period, but he's the only one of whom we have any significant information. So if we put him a couple of generations after the beginning of the first intermediate period, then we have this period of Theban and Heracleopolitan rule side by side, and that is followed by the rise of the Middle Kingdom. The other thing I should say is that people used mercenaries in their local armies in this period, and we have an important cemetery of Nubian mercenaries who settled in Egypt. And that is something that happened quite a lot, both with people who were mercenaries and successful ones who could then have their own constructed tombs, and also cemeteries, primarily the Middle Kingdom, which show that there was ethnic immigration, again, of people probably who were military personnel. And that's important also for later history. So I think the first intermediate period is not a very well understood period. I hope I've given a bit of a characterization of it.